you a little task yesterday, Jack. Said after we spoke about it on air, about the Aldi plant milker.
Yes.
You had to go out and find it, and we were going to use it on the show today.
Yeah.
I walk in this morning, there's no plant milker here.
So what happened, Jules? I went swimming last night.
I should say it's a plant-based milk maker kit.
Yeah, so we're going to be making milk, was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Aldi, Alfreton.
Yep.
Got distracted by the chicken as soon as I walked in.
The wings or something.
I saw the wings. They were on special. It was like $7 or something, you know.
Yep.
Nice and affordable, my
sure.
price range.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, that's dinner. So, and I don't get a basket on purpose, because if I get a basket, I fill it up. So I got the wings. I walk around and go, oh, there's some hot chocolate. Now, I also needed to buy hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Didn't buy it. Walked down and I was like,
oh. You didn't have the basket?
Well, I didn't know what I was there for. I forgot. I'd just come from the sauna in the aquatic centre.
Right.
And I was all, you know, drained. I was still in my togs.
Yep.
And I was like, why am I here, Jack? Oh, that's right. The plant-based milker. I'm looking in the special buys. And to be honest, I had a real half-hearted look. I had a Jack look.
You had a guy look.
Yeah, I had a guy look. I didn't look very hard.
Did you ask anyone in the store?
No, I didn't actually. Yeah. And I normally would. And I felt bad, so I thought, oh, you know what? I'm going to go online and find where it is.
Yeah.
Turns out most of our Aldi stores in Ballarat have it up the road just by GovHub and the big roundabout.
The Creswick Road.
Creswick Road, yep. Thank you, just there. Go to that Aldi. It's there in stock according to the interwebs. So I'm going to go. After the show, I'm talking like as soon as we're out of the studio, after the 15-song marathon,
yep.
We're going to get our milk on, my friend, because
good.
We are going to be the newest milk peoples in the business.
I feel like I want to see how easy it is to actually milk some of the things like oats and almonds. That's first up.
I reckon it's going to be challenging.
But like one of the other ones, the idea we came up with yesterday, got to be this.
Hold on. So you're telling me you just put your nut of choice in the milker.
Yeah.
And then squish them. I'm a cashew nut man. I like peanuts.
Yep.
I like peanut M&Ms. Yeah. Could we milk peanut M&Ms?
Well, you could make yourself, because you got almond milk, you'd have peanut milk, you'd have choc peanut milk.
Did we just become geniuses and invent a new item?
That's a great idea.
You know what? It's patent pending. Patent pending. That's our idea. You can't steal it. Chocolate, peanut, milk.
I say that's the first one we're going to do, is it?
Or should we go basic and should we try almonds?
Okay.
Because I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to climax too early.
Fair call.
So let's go almond.
Okay.
Have you got almonds? Oats? I've got oats at home.
Yeah.
Just quick oats, that'd work.
I think so.
Then we'll go almond, oats. Cashews are probably too expensive to buy.
Yeah. I think you'd be better off buying actual cashew milk if you really wanted cashew milk.
Yeah, so let's go almond oats and then...
These.
Then peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms.
We'll go peanut M&Ms. Do you think it's going to work?
We won't know until we try.
We're going to try it Monday on The Brekkie Show. We are going to make milk, Jules. We are going to make milk.
Can you stop saying it like that? It sounds super creepy.
Well, you've already made milk before.
Yeah.
You're lucky. See, men don't produce milk. You've already had the privilege of making milk, which is a beautiful life thing.
Yeah.
Us guys, we don't get to make milk.
Well, you might. I don't know. Well, we should try to milk you. It didn't really work, did it?
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I blocked that out. We're going to get our milk on Monday. Watch this space. We could be the newest dairy. Well, no, it's not dairy. It's just milk.
They're non-dairy alternatives.
So
they're dairy alternatives, I should say.
Oh, now I'm confused. So what's... Is it still called milk, even if it's not from...
They're plant-based milks.
But what makes milk milk? A cow milk? Breast milk? Nut milk?
Well, don't call it juice, because nut juice sounds gross.
You just joined us. We're on the mission to become the next big name in the milk industry.
Yeah.
And Jules...
We'll see. We will see.
Jules came out with this banger just before.
They're plant-based milks.
But what makes milk milk? Breast milk? Nut milk?
Well, don't call it juice, because nut juice sounds gross.
We won't be calling it nut juice.
No. But it's funny you bring that up, because biology, like this is scientific definition of milk, is the white fluid from the mammary glands of female mammals used to nourish their young.
Okay, so that's the scientific...
Yeah, so but going by that theory, all the plant-based milks we have shouldn't be called milks. But
oh, okay. So that's science telling us.
Yeah.
What do you think they should be called?
Well, but it makes sense though, right? Because you call them like milk alternatives.
Yeah, true. True. It's like...
And they're white and they're creamy and they look the same as regular milk.
If it looks like milk, if it tastes like milk, it's probably milk. We're going to get our milk on Monday on the Brekkie Show, probably just after 7.
You need to go back to Aldi.
I'm going to Aldi
good.
Today. We're going to get our milk on,
We need
Jules.
To get this machine.